Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
100 straight days of good goes around. Today is day 24.
The Burt Show's 100 days of good goes around.
All right, before we go forward, let's go backwards for just 1 second, because when I had suggested to these guys that we do these 100 days, I think what is going down with Keaton right now was sort of in my mind exactly what I was hoping was going to go with this, like, what do you want to call it? Like, it's not a campaign, but this is exactly what I was hoping for as we did this, because we have absolutely hit a home run here. You guys have hit a home run, and it's really going to change the life a little bit of one of our little guys that listens.
My soon 9-year-old Keaton is autistic. We've actually never been invited to a birthday party. This year, my 9-year-old had begged me for a pool party. We invited his entire third grade class to his pool party. No one RSVP'd. And no one shows up. It's just going to crush him. So my ask is, if maybe there's, you know, maybe 10 or 15 kids and their families in the Burt Show community that want to come out, celebrate this sweet little boy.
Now, if you weren't listening that day, she's like asking for 10 or 15 people, and that was the max number she was thinking we would get. So as she's talking, the phone lines start lighting up here, one after the other, with people that want to attend this party. Kids with autistic, adults with autistic kids. And then others were just going to be close by, and they just wanted to be part of this to change this kid's life. That's how it all started. And we're not done.
Yeah, it started to snowball in the best possible way. And it was Lise, Connor's mom from Love on the Spectrum, that hit Burt up, because they are Burt Show listeners and they heard Jennifer's plea, and it touched Lise's heart so much that she was like, we need the details for this party. And so I got in contact with Lise and gave her the details about the party. And then, of course, Lise, being the incredible mom she is, she's like, well, we need to know more about Keaton and what his likes are so we can bring a gift. So I introduced Jennifer and Lise over email, and the two of them have bonded in the most beautiful way, both having children who are autistic and on the spectrum. And Lise totally gets it. Like, and this is the reason why they do Love on the Spectrum, is so people can have a better understanding of, you know, kids and adults who have autism and how what the difficulties are, what the struggles are, but how how they can overcome them.
And just to sort of underscore how big a deal this is, if you're not into reality TV shows or you're not watching Love on the Spectrum, I'd say outside of the buzz that Love Island is getting for all the wrong reasons, Connor, I think right now, is probably the biggest star on reality TV.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Easily.
So when he and his mom reach out, it's a big deal.
Yes.
It's a very big deal.
Yeah. Lil' Keaton's going to have a celebrity at his birthday party.
That was awesome.
And then Tommy just got an update from Jennifer, because what we wanted to do was just make sure you guys knew about the party and if you wanted to go, give you the details. But party's at capacity, baby.
Yeah.
What?
Today we were coming on here to remind you guys about the party because people have short memory spans. So we thought, hey, let's remind them on Wednesday that this party is going down Saturday just to make sure it's a hit, maybe get a couple more people out there.
You might be able to look from outside the gates because Jennifer emailed us and said, my mama heart is so full. Not only did I get an overwhelming response to the party, to the point we are at capacity with their bigger package. Kona Ice even reached out and asked if they could give the kids snow cones. You and everyone at the Bird Show provided him something I can't. Friendship. And when she says that, she's really talking about you guys, the Bird Show community. He is so excited about his party. You all are truly amazing. I will definitely keep you posted after the party, but you all had made my day so much brighter.
This is what it's all about.
Yes, right? It is.
Where do you want to go now?
I don't know.
Well, we have a brand new one today.
Okay.
We have Kat on the line who wants to do something special for her boyfriend.
Hey, Kat.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Really good. How are you? Okay, so we hear that your boyfriend's kind of going through a tough time. You want some help here?
Yes. So just to give you some backstory, my boyfriend is the hardest working person I know. Grew up in a trailer park, obviously didn't have a lot of money growing up, but instead of using that as an excuse, he's used it as a motivator and has just worked his way up and out of that simply by working harder and hustling faster than the people around him. And so last year, he was promised a promotion within his company, was super excited. It was going to be a really big career move for him. But then there was a change in corporate leadership, and it stopped the promotion from happening. And he's been super discouraged. He invests so much time and energy into his work. He works really long hours. He takes calls at all hours to help people solve problems. And he just keeps getting let down. And so his birthday is coming up in July, and I want him to have a fresh start, good outlook for his new year. He's not really good at celebrating himself or his achievements, and I want to change that. I am actually a special ed teacher here in Atlanta, and I don't know if you knew this, but teachers, we don't really make a lot of money, but I try to make things special for the people around me. I got a big heart, but I've got little pockets.
I love that.
I do.
I've heard, actually, Kevin Gillespie on the show a couple times, and I know he has some really impressive restaurants that might be a little out of a special education teacher's budget. So I would... hoping that the Burt Show and Kevin Gillespie could help me make his 35th birthday extra special, give him a fresh start and a really fun, memorable birthday dinner.
That's a heck of an ask right there. And Kevin Gillespie, if you don't know, it's okay, is like one of the top chefs in Atlanta.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, almost untouchable, right?
He has two awesome restaurants, Gun Show and the Dare. And I had to track Kevin down because I don't know if you know this. He is a worldly traveler. So we had to go to the land of Scotland to track down Kevin, where he is currently.
Is that true?
In Scotland, calling from Scotland. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bird Show. Friend of the Bird Show, Kevin Gillespie.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What do you think of that bagpipe intro, sir?
I love it, actually. Yeah, it's right up my alley.
Yeah, that's not a sound effect. Tommy is actually playing.
A man of many talents.
Yeah, Kevin, we call that our at mic music. So now, I guess every time you come and visit the Burt Show and you come to the mic, we're going to have to play you some bagpipes, sir.
It's only right.
Please. Yes, I'm going to hold you guys to that.
Now, Kevin wouldn't be joining us to go, hey, sorry, Kat, can't make it.
Yeah.
Anytime we ask Kevin for anything, man, he always shows up for us big time. He's done that for Burt's Big Adventure. He's done it for the goofy stuff that we've done in studio before also. And this is no different. So let me introduce you, Kevin, Kat, Kat, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great.
And Kevin,
what are you doing? I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited about this opportunity. I can appreciate the hard work that he's put forward. I know what it's like to grow up in a situation where you don't have a lot of money and you have to work your way out of it. And I've said for years that those are the people who I want most to serve. And so it would be my absolute pleasure to have you guys in to Nadir and let me cook for you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Do I have to go to Scotland?
No, it's right down the road here. You don't got to go to Scotland for that one. So there you go, Kat. That'll be a really special night. And he is awesome. If he's going to be there, he come on out to the table, hang out if he's going to be there. And the food is fantastic. It's one of the best in Atlanta.
I will make it a point to be there.
Great.
Yeah, to absolutely be there for you guys. I can't wait. You'll have to wait till I get home from Scotland. I'm here for a little while. But then after that, we're going to make this happen.
Oh, thank you so much. We will absolutely wait on you. This is amazing. Thank you.
Hey, Kevin, thanks so much
You're
for taking
time.
I don't know. Are you on vacation? You're doing their business there.
You know what? I'm calling it both. I'm on vacation, but, you know, every time I eat at a fancy restaurant, I like to call that research.
Well, hey, thank you for calling in all the way from Scotland to help Kat out. Kat, you are taken care of. Mm-hmm. We will handle all the details off the air, and we'll take it from there.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kat.
Have a great
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Okay.
Bye now.
The Burt Show.
If you have kids in high school, this might be great for you guys. It really worked for Hollis and I. Hollis is my 18-year-old son.
Still crazy.
Every time I say it, I'm like, no. can't be. Anyway, so we stumbled upon something really fun on ChatGPT that you might want to use for your kids also. But it may put a lot of pressure on your kids, and I'll get into it for just 1 second. So yesterday I started playing with ChatGPT a little bit, and I'm listening to Abby, and I'm listening to Amanda, and these friendships, quote unquote friendships, that they have with ChatGPT, which I've been standing back here thinking, it's really kind of ridiculous, man. You're going to go to ChatGPT for like therapy, or you're going to ChatGPT for personal advice. As a guy that's at a certain age coming into this new generation of technology, it seems silly to me, right? Does your friend, your ChatGPT friend, have a name?
No, because I pretty much use ChatGPT as my doctor. It's like an all-in-one doctor. It's the Swiss Army knife of doctors. Instead of going to WebMD, I just go to ChatGPT and be like, should I go to the hospital? And it's like, no, girl. I'm like, okay.
So Amanda has a name for hers, and I think it's ridiculous every time she's talking to me about it that she goes to him, which I get a little bit jealous about that she's not coming to me.
Does she call him him, or are you assigning the gender?
No, he's got a name. I forget his name, but it's a dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would feel some type of way about that.
As long as he stays in the phone, we're going to be fine.
For now.
So I started to play with it a little bit last night, and I asked it a couple of personal questions. I was floored. First of all, the way AI communicates with you is very sensitive. It's very, like, almost nurturing.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I didn't like it. I did, but then I didn't. I felt myself really starting to have this back and forth with AI, and it nailed everything I asked it personally and professionally. I was floored. I asked it for some business advice. Amanda and I are kicking around an idea of taking people traveling around the world and doing it in certain exclusive ways. And I asked ChatGPT. It pulled personal information from her, personal information and business information, put together a game plan for us, and was so complimentary the entire time.
I know, it's so nice to you.
Then I started asking it personal questions about what my future looks like and what hobbies I should get into. Oh my God. Oh my God. It knows me so well. I was absolutely, I'm on board now.
I'm telling you, it really is. It sounds stupid. Like we're these little incels in our basement being like, ChatGPT, make me feel good about myself. But then you start talking to it and you're like, wow, this is the best friend I've ever had.
And the way it compliments you, it's so nice to you, and the back and forth. At first I was very business about it, but then at the end I was like, thank you. And it was like, you're so welcome. And
I'm like, have you named your ChatGPT yet?
I haven't yet. I haven't got to that part. All right, that's not where I'm going with this, but Hollis and I were playing with it the other day, and just sort of as a joke, I said to him, why don't you ask ChatGPT what your life is going to look like in the future? What business are you going to get into in the future, knowing what it knows about you? He was all in on it, right? So ChatGPT comes back and it says, here's a playful but thoughtful LinkedIn style profile for Hollis Weiss, circa 2035, imagining the professional path he might take based on what we know. Now, my kid might have more information online than yours, so you might have to feed it a little more, but I talk about him so much on the air, and I post about him on Instagram and soccer and all that stuff, so it has a pretty good understanding of who I am and who he is. So ChatGPT writes out, Hollis Weiss. Remember, this is 2035 now. Founder, athlete development coach, speaker, empowering the next generation of athletes to compete with purpose, grit, and balance.
Wow. I dig it.
About. I'm a former collegiate soccer player turned high-performance coach and founder of HW Coaching Company, where we help young athletes unlock their full potential on and off the field. With a background in sports psychology, digital media, and youth mentoring, I bring a grounded, purpose-first approach to player development. Growing up with a front row seat to the media world, shout out to my dad, Bert Weiss. This is what it's writing. This is not me saying it.
Wow.
I learned the value of storytelling, authenticity, and hustle early. I've since turned my passion for sports and mentorship into a mission-driven business that supports athletes through coaching, mindset training, and digital content. So I can see most of that, except he has no intent on playing soccer yet in college. And it got a couple of things wrong, because it says experience. This is right. Founder and head coach from 2029 to present. This says that he was a midfielder at the University of North Carolina.
Whoa.
Okay, my dude's struggling to get into Georgia. This North Carolina thing probably not going to happen. Okay? Says he was team captain on North Carolina's soccer team. And if you don't know anything about soccer, North Carolina's soccer team is in the top 10 every single year. It's one of the best programs in the country.
Well, I love that ChatGPT thinks so highly of him.
Well,
he's dreaming big for him.
ACC, all-academic team. Okay, maybe. Says he's going to be a podcast host, The Extra Half. It even has a name for his podcast, The Extra Half, Grit, Game, and Growth.
Triple G.
Weekly interviews with athletes, coaches, and creators. 250,000 monthly downloads by 2035. Featured in ESPN Next Gen, Young Coaches Changing the Game, The Burt Show, Proud Dad Moments, Hollis Builds His Legacy. So I'm putting him on the podcast. But it goes on and on and on with this very successful life that he is putting together. And at the end of it, he says to me, it has really put a lot of pressure on me. I'm like, it does think very, very highly of you, man.
So there's a new trend that some elementary school teachers are doing, and I think this is adorable, and it goes in the same vein as what you're doing, Bert. So elementary school teachers are asking their students what they want to do when they grow up, right? And so they tell the teacher, and then the teacher puts their photo into AI and says, what does this student look like in however many years as this profession? So like this little girl in her class walks up and she shows her the picture of herself in the future as an astronaut.
Yeah.
And their little faces, firefighters, doctors, veterinarians. So all these kids told their teacher what they want and she put it into AI and it printed out a picture of them in the future as that in that profession. And
it's great.
Oh, the looks on their faces. It's so adorable.
So give this a try with your teens and see what ChatGPT is looking for in the future for your kids. And I said to him, like, wouldn't it be funny if you on a whim like applied to UNC and got in now?
I would do it.
Right. Yeah, totally do it, right?
Absolutely.
The Burt Show.
I got an email from a listener in Hawaii, and when she started off aloha, she had my attention because it was coming all the way from Hawaii. Like, I know it's not a different country, but still, nonetheless, I'm like, oh my God, we have a listener in Hawaii.
Kristen
That's so
is still
cool.
Fascinated by the world and the internet now.
It still blows my mind. Thank you, Al Gore. Anyway. So her email pertains to drinking, and I had come on the air not too long ago talking about how it was time to really take a look at my wine consumption, and I know, like, you know, the mommy wine clubs and the wine consumption for moms on social media, it's a thing, right? And I'm like, okay, I think I'm finally ready to read that book, This Naked Mind. This Naked Mind, which my husband has read, in regards to, like, my relationship to alcohol, just because, like, you know, I don't drink during the week, though yesterday was my birthday, so I had a glass of wine at dinner.
There's
exemptions. But even on the weekends, I'm like, you know, I don't really think I'm being the best, like, I'm not the best mom I can be, I'm not the best wife I can be, and it's all because I'm kind of, like, in this fog the next day, and I'm groggy, and I'm just not accomplishing everything I want to, and I really think a lot of it has to do with my alcohol consumption. So I had talked about it, and that I felt like I was ready to read the book. Really, really quick spoiler. I have not read the book. However, a listener heard that segment and she said, aloha, Kristen. I've been watching clips of The Burt Show for years on Facebook. I watch you every morning while I'm getting ready for the gym. Hey, girl. Hey. I'm always entertained and learn something new every day. Thank you for all the hard work you put into the show. A month or so ago, you mentioned it was time for you to reevaluate your relationship with wine, and you were going to read the book, This Naked Mind. Thank you for the reminder.
Get yourself a nice cold glass of wine, sit down and drink during reading that book.
You know what? I think a nice a glass of Sauvie B would pair nicely with This Naked Mind.
I don't see a problem.
My wine consumption has slowly increased over the years, and I too had been thinking I needed to get a grip. Too many dinners out, party invites, celebrations, and travel have caused me to be in situations where more drinking is involved. I purchased the Audible book and listened to it twice. It was seriously life-changing. I decided to quit. Based on everything I hear about alcohol and brain health, I'm thinking I may want to be mostly or completely a non-drinker moving forward. I was curious if you read the book.
I have not.
And how you're doing with your wine consumption. I had a glass last night. Now, if you read the book, I hope it was just the reset you wanted and needed. Thank you so much for mentioning This Naked Mind on air and being transparent about your feelings regarding your wine consumption, which are still the same, by the way. It was truly the message, reinforcement, and push that I needed to get me going. I had never heard of the book prior to you mentioning it. If you, Bart and Jimmy, ever make it to Maui, please reach out. Will do. Please tell the rest of the team I love the show, appreciate everyone so much, and I'm happy to help if anyone decides to take a trip to Maui. And then she has a P.S. Her husband has gout, Mo. She has a lot of tips and tricks for
him. Okay. Yeah, this is the kind of book we've been talking about this thing for months because it is so effective. Like, if you are really ready. Mm-hmm. If you're not ready, like if you said before, you know what, I'm going to quit drinking, and then you do for a week, knowing in your heart, because I used to play this game with myself all the time, like, you know what, I'm just going to give it up in January. Mm-hmm. And then I would, but I also knew in my gut that I'd be drinking again in February. But if you're really serious about it and you're on the fence and you need that extra push, this book, as I've said before, and Kristen has said the same thing, it just takes every excuse you have ever given yourself to continue to drink and dispels it. Every single one. Well, you know what? I'm more social when I have a couple of drinks. Dispels it.
Takes the edge off.
Takes the edge off. Every single one. It just knocks it right out of the park.
I've been looking at it.
Yeah.
It's been on the dresser.
Yeah.
I've been when looking at it every day.
When you're ready.
Yeah, but I think I am ready. I just need to stop pushing it off.
Yeah, and your body is telling you you're ready.
But my body been
all right.
ready.
All right. I was so excited yesterday, you guys, because I've told you about my struggle with trying to find a hobby, right? I have never, ever in my life ever had a hobby. Just something to do for the sake of just having fun because you're enjoying it. It's just not my circuitry, man. I can't even understand it. If I do something, generally it is performance-based and there's a score attached to it or a rating attached to it. Or if I'm lifting, there's, you know, something attached to it. I have no hobbies and I've been struggling. People have been hitting me up with ideas left and right. And then bam, yesterday on Instagram, I'm scrolling and I'm like, oh my God, I think I found it.
You found the hobby?
I thought I found it. So some background here. Baseball was my life. Sports was my life growing up, right? Played a couple of years of semi-pro ball, and then everybody was really tall, and I was really short. Didn't work out. But I absolutely love baseball. So as you do when you get older and you love baseball, but you just can't compete anymore at that level, you start to get into softball. So I was in, like, high competitive softball leagues there for a while. And then I played, and then one night we were playing a night game, and I was playing second base, and my eyes didn't adjust to a softball real well. Uh-oh. And that thing whizzed by my Ooh. Face by like Ooh. 2 inches. I could hear it go.
Ooh.
And I never even had my glove up. Right. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's time for me to give up softball. And I was also pulling hammies left and right. So the world was telling me, man, that's it.
Well, didn't you also have an altercation with Michael Bolton?
Oh, that was way back in the day. That's when I was really good at softball. Man, that's why I did that. Yeah.
Like a celebrity game?
Yeah, I slid into Michael Bolton's third base. during a game, which, by the way, he did nothing but hire ringers for his team, so they were winning all around the country. So I slid into third base when Michael Bolton was playing third base, and when I did, as I was walking off the field after the inning, I was safe, by the way. you don't forget those things.
Yep.
As I'm walking off the field, one of the coaches from Michael Bolton's team puts his arm around my neck and goes, "We don't slide into Michael's base."
Okay. Are you kidding me? I did it again.
It's one of my favorite stories.
Swear to you, man. Wow. I'm like, Michael Bolton, really? Really?
Right.
So I'm scrolling yesterday, and the algorithm knows you so well that, oh my God, there it is. I had never heard of this before. So there are now leagues, baseball simulation leagues, where you get like three or five, or maybe this is the only league of its kind in Georgia. You get three or five of your friends and you get into a batting cage that has it's throwing the ball to you, right? And you are hitting it into a green screen. You've probably seen this with golf before, right?
Yeah.
Where guys play golf and they can choose whatever golf course they want in the entire world. You could play Augusta if you want. You could play whatever. And you tee off and you use all of your approach shots and everything on these different courses. Well, you can do it in baseball also. So you could choose whatever stadium that you want to play in, and a league has started to form now where you get three or five guys, you go to this batting cage, they pitch to you, and you compete against another team, and all you're doing is hitting. And I'm like, this is great! No balls whizzing by my head, okay? And I did notice when I went to the website that the pitches are only coming in between 60 and 65 miles an hour.
Okay. Oh, that's still fast.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not bad at all. Not bad at all. Now, if they're coming in at 90, I'm out. But they're coming in at like 60, 65. And it sounds perfect. So I'm looking at it, and then it's at a place called that I didn't even have never heard of before. It's called the Yard at Wire Park. And the name of the league is, this was perfect, the Old Man Hit Tracks League. I'm an old man. I can hit. So I start looking into it, but here's the problem. It's in Watkinsville, which is over an hour away from Atlanta. And there's just no way I'm going to be able to go up there for an hour. I'm going to invest an hour driving, then play a game for an hour or two, and then drive back, and then convince my buddies in Atlanta that I want to play with to go up there also. Not going to happen.
That's a lie.
Well, maybe they're starting it there, but they'll branch out, and they'll do something like have another league closer to Atlanta.
It's possible.
Yeah, but it's the old man league. How much time they gonna wait to do that?
So I'm still left with, like, what do I do? You know, because every therapist I have right now and every doctor is like, you have got to do something just for the fun of it that doesn't have any kind of outcome. And while that one might have had an outcome, it's so superficial to me. It's not like I'm going to be going to batting cages and working on it all the time. It's that seems perfect.
All right, tomorrow at this time, Abby, Mo, and I will come in. We will each present three hobbies to you. Okay. And hopefully out of those nine hobbies, there will be one in there that will fulfill your heart and give you what you need.
Okay.
Basket weaving.
Not going to fulfill my heart. Okay. I am open to your ideas tomorrow.
All right.
The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So there was one scary moment at this mass that I was at in Ecuador where I was celebrating the life of my lady's dad. And though it was scary, everything ended up working out. So that was the good part. And the way that I found out that this moment happened ended up being funny. I'll explain. So I'm in Ecuador, and I think this is also a perfect example of how aware that women, especially young women, have to be at all times. Because there's about 150 to 200 people at this mass, right? And they're celebrating, like I said, the life of my lady's dad. And is out of these 150 to 200 people, I think two people outside of myself actually speak any English at all. So that's literally it. So I'm meeting everyone, and at first we do, the pastor does the celebration, and then after that, it's about 3 o'clock at this point, and then everybody is drinking from 3 to 10, with Dancing with the Bulls being the highlight of the event somewhere in between. So there are a lot of times when, because it's my lady's family, she has to be doing things. She's hosting, she's getting things together, and she's one of the few people who can speak both languages in order to keep everything in line. So I spend a lot of time either by myself or with like her family members who don't speak English. So it causes for some awkward moments, which, if I'm honest, works out really well for me because of how much I'm an introvert and don't like to socialize. Right. It's really like perfect. Uh-huh. Right. So we engage, and then that's pretty much it. So there was this one moment in particular where it's her cousin, and her cousin is probably about 15 or 16 years old. And her nephew, who also speaks English, they had to go help the family out with something. So I'm at this huge table in the corner, and it's literally just her and I. And it's just awkward because we're kind of just looking around, you know, having a drink, and we want to communicate, but obviously we can't. So at some point I see her trying to like go on her phone because they were having an issue with ice and they needed to get ice to the party, and she was trying to figure it out. So I'm trying to like speak to her in Spanish to like figure out what's going on and to try to get some help or ask her if she needs some help. And there was like moments when she would speak back to me and I would try to have to piece it together, but I was really struggling. And then I would try to respond to her. And sometimes I could tell I did well because she would respond right back right away. But then other times she would kind of be looking at me with that face of, what exactly are you trying to say? Because whatever you're trying to say is not it.
You just told me, you just asked me if there's a beer in a tree.
Right, exactly. Things like that.
What do you mean, where is the library?
So I lost my confidence at some point, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to wait for everybody to get back because this is too awkward, and my Duolingo of skills are not where I thought they were.
Plus, you're having a conversation about ice, and when you first said that, I was like, let's make sure we're talking about the same type of ice.
Oh.
Because that could go in a very, very bad direction.
Also a fair point.
Right? I was like, what do you mean they're trying to
fight? We weren't in America, so it wouldn't have been as bad.
Okay.
But I see your point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So after about literally an hour of this just awkward back and forth conversation that wasn't a conversation with her, everybody starts to come back, and I'm like, okay, I feel a little relieved because I know that was as uncomfortable for her as it probably was for me. So later, this is probably like now 2 or 3 hours later, this is after the bullfight, or the bull dance, I should say, and I'm like a whole new person to the family now. Like when I walked in, I think everybody was just had questions about me. After I danced with the bull, I was like the king of the event. Like I was the man now. So we're having this one moment where we're all outside and we're talking about a bunch of different things. And so the same exact cousin is standing there, and it's her, it's my lady, it's her nephew, and it's a few of us. And then she goes, I see them talking in Spanish. I'm trying to piece it together. And then she looks at me and she goes, so yes, there was a moment where there was a guy, a random guy, a stranger, who I guess was just kind of trying to find his way in the party. And she was outside of the party on the phone doing whatever she was doing, taking a breather. And the guy just randomly asked her, I guess thinking that she was too young to put together what he was trying to do, if she would walk with him. Just like, or I guess he was like, hey, I want to, you know, I'm trying to get into the party, but I forgot something from my car. Will you walk with me? And she was smart enough to go, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And she just ran back in the party. So she's telling this story and everybody's like obviously in shock because they're like, oh, my God, that's crazy that that happened. But everybody is so happy that she was smart enough to, you know, not to go with the man. That was the moment I realized she spoke English because she's saying that story in English. So my shock is like, hold up. We sat at this table for an hour. You got me saying all of this Spanish and looking stupid in the face. And you spoke English the entire time. And she was like, yeah, you didn't ask.
The Burt Show. It's time to hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment bug.
This is absolutely a PR move, but it's a PR move for good because the people of Venice were big mad at Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, who are getting married in Italy this week in Venice. People were protesting their wedding because it's putting a strain on their resources. It's contributing to the cost of living inflation, and they were just incredibly upset.
upset and trying to just make sure that people knew that they did not agree with the fact that they were having their wedding here in Venice, this massive 200-person billionaire wedding. Well, now Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have made a very heartfelt ask. Instead of a heartfelt ask to their guests, they are asking that instead of giving them gifts, because why do you need to give the founder of Amazon any gifts? He can just order anything off the website and get it straight to his mansion or mansions, I should say.
That's a really good point.
No, literally.
Do you think that Bezos orders through Amazon?
I think he probably just has like a special gift card.
That's what I think too. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the Amazon Platinum card, except there's just no limit. He can just order anything and he can get it droned to his pool.
Stay in an hour.
In, you know, Calabasas or something. So they are asking their guests, no gifts, please, but please make contributions on behalf of yourself for three key causes. The first one is the UNESCO Venice Office, which is an organization to preserve the cultural heritage of the city. Another organization that will restore lagoon habitats, and another one for Venice International University for sustainable solutions research. So even though this definitely feels like it is in response to all of the backlash they were getting for having their wedding, at least the billionaires are doing something. Because you know what? Billionaires used to build the stuff, and now at the very least they can crowdfund for the local university.
Do you think that this will settle the locals, or do you think this is not going to be enough?
From what I'm hearing, people are happy. They're like, they've done something, because at the end of the day, like, they're not going to cancel the wedding. I think the locals knew that, like, they're not going to stop this wedding from happening. But if they can get something out of it, I feel like this is at least enough to appease them before they rise up again.
And the truth is, I mean, they're bringing in a whole bunch of their rich friends into that city that are going to help the local economy also. So there's got to be some kind of balance.
Well, also, Venice is sinking. Like, at the very least, like, tourism is literally the biggest industry there. You should be happy that tourists are still coming to your city. And if they're giving back, then, you know, really, what's the harm? All right. Is there anything that you have on your bucket list that you do not want to do? I think we've talked about this before, like the anti-bucket list. Well, Benson Boone recently went on BBC Radio 1's Unpopular Opinion show, and he says that his one life goal is to never do this.
It is one of my life goals to never run a marathon. I'm being so serious. I hate running. I hate it. And what sucks even more is I'm good at it. So, like, when I go on runs with my friends, they're like, dude, you should run more. You're great at this. And I'm like, no.
No.
It is the worst.
He just needs to stick to flipping. Do his little side flips, do his little acrobat shows. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to keep running because it'll give you that stamina to do all the shows he's been doing, because he's kind of a rising star, but he has no plans to do any marathons.
I'm 100% with him on this. It sounds absolutely miserable to me. I mean, I can't even like try to run a quarter of a mile without my mind going all over the place. So trying to do it for 26 miles seems unheard of to me. But your mom does them like every Wednesday.
Oh my God, my mom runs probably 26 miles a day. She loves it. I don't get it. It's really taking a toll on her body. I mean, she's in her late 50s at this point. So at the end of the day, like, it's coming to an end at some point. But she gets high off it, man.
Really? I haven't been able to get to that point.
Runner's high is supposedly a thing. No, I accidentally ran a half marathon and I will never run another one again.
How do you accidentally run a half marathon?
Because I created a team for the Rally Foundation, which raises money for childhood cancer research, and they asked me to do it, and I was like, oh, a half marathon. Yeah, sure, no problem. I thought a half marathon was another word for 5K, and I found out the hard way that is not the case. A 5K in 13.1 miles, very, very different. Dang. But I was in too deep. Like, we had a team, and I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm running 13.1 miles. But yeah, no joke. I literally thought a 5K and a half marathon were the same freaking thing, and found out way too late to back out.
So did you start training for it at that point, or did you just pretty much show up cold turkey and run 13 miles?
No, we created a team, and we had a training coach, and we trained and stuff like that. And I mean, and I trained a little bit, but I mean, I didn't train hardly enough, but I had this app where I could, like, you ran for 3 minutes and you walked for 3 minutes, and that's just how I did the whole entire thing.
The only marathon I care to win is the one that where I start drinking at 12 p.m.
I'm telling you, I've never understood running unless your life is in danger. I'm not running from, unless I'm running from something, I ain't running.
All right, Timothy Chalamet allegedly won't hang out with the Kardashians, even though he's dating Kylie. I'm going to explain why on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.